Welcome to episode 81 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization. Welcome everyone to this episode. I am David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow, and I welcome you to episode 81. In this episode, I'm going to talk about rule number 4 of The Walking Leader. Do not circumvent any manager ever. I'm going to give you a little word of caution there, because again, sometimes cutting across managerial lines will do harm, but will also do good. And we're going to talk about the next entry in the Leadership in Motion Pictures blog. Yep, so let's get started. Now, rule number 4 of The Walking Leader is do not circumvent any manager ever. Real simple. You're out there, you're walking around, don't interfere. Now, there's going to be exceptions, obviously, in emergencies. There's exceptions. But you're out there to get to know people, get to meet them. You're not out there to manage other people's departments because, again, just don't do it. Now, what I'm saying here is the organization has numerous managers and leaders, and they're everywhere. The bigger the organization, obviously, the more managers, the more leaders throughout. So be careful. Now, when you get out there, be respectful of the management styles of others. Not everybody's going to be like you, and you're not going to be like everybody else. Everybody's unique. You have your style, they have theirs. Be careful. Now, do not impose your style or way of doing things in other departments or areas of the organization. Just don't do it. I mean, you're going to be tempted to. You're going to see something you don't like. You're going to see something that another manager is doing. Don't. Just don't. Don't do it. Because again, you're going to run into greater problems than you're trying to solve once you start doing that. See, as a leader, you must show restraint and respect for others, especially other managers. Remember, when you're walking around the company floor, you're walking around other areas, other groups, other departments, you are a guest in their area. So act like it. Act like it. And that means be respectful. So, and also it means to be careful. Because again, they're going to see you. They're going to be suspect of you, especially once you start interfering. And as you're going to be tempted to, I guarantee it. I was, but you know, you've got to show them, hey, you know what? This is your manager's area. This is not my area. If you've got an issue, you know, follow the proper channels. I'm just here to, you know, get to know you, get to know what's going on. See what you guys do here in this department or in this area. But otherwise, try not to interfere. And especially, don't countermand any orders or directives that are already in place. That's a big no-no. However, like I said earlier, there will be times you will have to step in and interfere or interject or circumvent the manager. Pick those times wisely, folks. Pick them wisely. Use your mind. Be wise. Those times wisely. Yeah, of course, there's going to be no-brainers, like, you know, an emergency situation has happened. There's a potential for a loss of life or property, or something's going to impact the stakeholder directly. Those are obviously times and situations where you want to step in and be involved because, well, you have to. Because if you're in the area and you see something happening, you don't report it, you're just as guilty, and that's the bottom line. Now, when you do circumvent the manager or you do go above their heads or you countermand any directives or management rules or whatever, be prepared to pay the price. It might be good, but most of the times, well, more times than not, they're going to be negative repercussions, guaranteed. Let's just count on it. And no matter what the repercussions are, sometimes they're going to be light, sometimes they're going to be severe, but accept responsibility. And as a leader, that's the one thing you have to make sure that you're doing all the time. Accept responsibility for your actions. And especially being the walking leader, you have to get out there and you have to accept responsibility for what you're doing. So be prepared to explain yourself and your actions and why you stepped up and why you stepped in and why you countermanded somebody else's orders or why you went around the manager. See, however, you know, there's going to be times that the area that the manager or the leader has given up and created an environment that lacks focus and directions within that department, group, or section. So what do you do then? folks, again, it's like everything else. As a manager, as a leader, you've been taught this, and you should be. And if no one's teaching you this, the sooner you prepare yourself, the better off you're going to be. Folks, document. Document, document, document. Document your observations, your interactions. Even if you're not, if it's not a situation like what I just said where the manager or the section leader has just given up on them. No, it's just regular day-to-day operations, regular walking around, document what you're doing. Because again, you never know. A little thing could be leading to something bigger. Document. Now, when you're documenting, especially in a situation where the leader's given up or just no longer cares, or the manager is just not a good manager, and you know who they are, you know where they are, and you know how you find them, because they stand out like a sore thumb. So you document to ensure that you are not blamed as a distraction. Because again, you've documented why you're out there. You know what you're doing out there. But you're also documenting that you're not a to not be blamed as a distraction. Next, you're also documenting to show that problems have existed and or have been allowed to fester. Now, this type of stepping in and end to a situation may be necessary and appropriate. However, be careful, as it is more likely going to create resentment between the affected manager and you. It's going to happen because, again, well, why is this person, why is she stepping into my department and messing things up or changing things? Who does she think he is? Or what gives him the right to come to my department, my section, my group, and tell things and do things that are not what I want them to do or say or hear or listen? It's going to happen, guaranteed. It's going to happen. The moment you step in because you see something wrong, it's going to happen. Be ready for that. Additionally, once that goes on, something else is going to happen. It also helps solidify the suspicions of other managers, directors, supervisors in the organization about you being a snitch or you're only out there just to get people. See, don't worry about them. You know what's going on. Your supervisor should know what's going on. And don't worry about them. They're going to be doing that anyway. But when you step in, it's just going to intensify things. But like I said, if it does intensify things, they may have something to hide and it would just be a matter of time before they themselves get caught. They just don't want you to hasten it. That could be one thing. But if it's not the thing, then, you know, they'll get to understand what's going on and what you're doing and, you know, they'll back off. However, be sure you're not going out there with the mindset of, you know, to catch your peers doing something wrong. You are going out there to get to know your coworkers in their native environment. And their native environment being where they work. Whether they work in accounting or at the warehouse or at shipping and receiving or they work reception. It doesn't matter. You're out there to get to know everybody. That's what you're there. See, you're out there to work to be a better leader. You're out there because you know, as a true leader, you not only know the corporate culture, but you want to be part of making it a better place for all stakeholders, everyone in your organization, from the person that answers the phones all the way up to the CEO. You want to do your part to make that organization a better thing, a better place. And that's just part of leadership. That's just part of who you are and what you want to become. And it can be done. You can make the organization a better place. And you know what? You are the one that can do it. You're listening to this. You're taking the time to seek out and prove yourself. You're taking the time to be better. Even if what I'm telling you, you've heard a million times or this is the first time you're hearing it, that's fine. That's fine. Because again, you need to hear this, and if you hear it a million and one times, then that's what works. And if you're hearing it for the first time, I guarantee you, you're going to hear it more and more and more. That's part of being a better leader. That's part of true leadership. Somebody who cares. Somebody who's willing to do what it takes for the organization and for others that work in that organization. It's just, do not circumvent any manager ever. Just don't do it. But there's going to be times when you have to do it. That's all right. Okay, now let's continue. Several podcast episodes ago, I started the Leadership in Motion Pictures blog or list. and the list is still growing, and it is a list containing of what I feel as some of the greatest examples of leadership that have ever been put on celluloid, that have ever been put on film, that have ever been that any movie can portray, that anybody in any movie can portray. And the first one was 12 O'Clock High with Gregory Peck. It was great movie. So now I'm going to add the second motion picture. And the second motion picture on my list is We Were Soldiers. And We Were Soldiers takes place during the Vietnam War. Yeah, that's right, another war movie. And it was released in 2002. And We Were Soldiers comes from a book. And We Were Soldiers stars Mel Gibson as Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore. And Sam Elliott as Sergeant Major Basil Plumley. Sergeant Major Plumley. Two great characters in this movie. Two great characters in real life. Unfortunately, Sergeant Major Plumley passed away not too long ago. But Lieutenant General Hal Moore is still with us. And he's still kicking. So if you're in the Columbus, Georgia, Fort Benning area, he's out there. Now, in the motion picture, as it takes place, as it starts, Lieutenant Colonel Moore and Sergeant Major Plumley are two career soldiers about to take one of the first group of regular U.S. Army forces into the first major ground battle during the Vietnam War. Now, most of the soldiers and officers of the 1st Battalion, 7th Cavalry Regiment, 1st Cavalry Division had no combat experience, but they fully understood that Vietnam was not going to be a walk in the park, by no means. The movie does a great job of showing the innocence and fear in their eyes and the faces of the men about to embark on a journey that they know many will not come back. Now, before the 7th Cavalry's departure to Vietnam, the battalion commander, their commander, Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore, does a lot of soul searching and tries to come up with all the answers he, his men, and their young families need to reassure everyone that what they're doing is something that must be done. And Hal Moore does, before they leave, he gathers everybody, the family members, the soldiers, and he talks to them one-on-one, kind of a fatherly talk to his children. And you can see that he really, really wants to take care of these children. And so he does his speech in front of those men and his family members. And he says a lot. But when he says one thing, or the last line, it really solidifies who Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore was at the time. He was a lieutenant colonel then. It really says about him and his leadership and what he believes in and how he's going to take care of his men. Because he says, and it's to reassure everybody, his will be the first boots on the ground, and they will be the last ones to leave. Now, once on the ground in Vietnam, Lieutenant Colonel Moore is true to his word. Even when he's ordered to leave the field of battle because they're afraid he's going to get hurt or injured or killed, the higher-ups, the chain of command, he refuses because of the promise he made to his men and their families. He continued the battle right alongside his men from the beginning to the end in what was to become the first major engagement between U.S. and North Vietnamese regular army forces in Vietnam. It also showed the use of helicopters as mobility providers and air support aircraft. So it really, this one battle in Vietnam really did a lot for a lot of people, for a lot of things. Now, it didn't go off to help us win the war, but what it did is it solidified a lot of concepts and a lot of things that were right with what went on early on in the war. Now, in the end, now I'm not trying to get too political, but in the end, Lieutenant Colonel Moore and the 1st Battalion of the 7th Cavalry Regiment made it off the battlefield. Though not at 100%, but he kept his promise. He was the last man off that battlefield, and it shows in the movie. It shows him stepping off the helicopter, and it shows him being the last one to go. Now, We Were Soldiers is directed by Randall Wallace and stars Mel Gibson, Madeline Stowe, Greg Kinnear, Sam Elliott. And it was, like I said, released on March 1st, 2002, and is available for streaming on Amazon.com's movie streaming service and for sale on Blu-ray and DVD at Amazon.com, Best Buy, or just about any other place you can find DVD Blu-ray motion pictures. Folks, this movie is awesome. If you have not seen it, you're missing out on a great motion picture. And if war movies are not your thing, well, I do apologize. But some of the greatest historical examples of true leadership, come from wars, war movies. The individuals that actually stepped up and did what they had to do for their fellow man, for their brothers. You know, it's great inspiration. And again, if war movies are not your thing, I do. You're missing out. And that's okay. But not all of the movies on my list are war movies. And there's going to be some other good ones. So don't fret. It's going to happen. But again, check it out. It's called We Were Soldiers. It stars Mel Gibson and Sam Elliott. A lot of great characters. Barry Pepper comes on it. He stars as a reporter / photographer. And him, the character, oh, I forgot his name, and I just know it. But the character that Barry Pepper plays and the character that Mel Gibson plays, the real life people, they wrote the book, We Were Soldiers Once. So, that concludes that entry for Leadership in Motion Pictures. So listen, tell me, what do you think about what I just talked about in this episode? Are you out there listening? Can you hear me? Seriously, there's been plenty of radio silence. So just to make sure someone is listening, I have something special just for you. I'll be giving away several paperback copies of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow to listeners of this podcast. And how will I know who to give the books away to? Simple. All you have to do is, well, listen to the entire podcast, obviously. But you got to this point, and you can either email me or tweet me and say, I am the walking leader. That's all you have to do. I am the walking leader. I said, you know, and that's it. Email me, I am the walking leader, at dave@davegura.com. D-A-V-E, Dave, at D-A-V-E-G-U-E-R-R-A.com. Or tweet it on Twitter, at Dave Guerra, all one word. Well, everyone, this about wraps it up for the 81st episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am David Guerra, United States Army veteran, entrepreneur, author of The Walking Leader, The 20 Rules You Can Use Now to Lead You to Greatness in Your Organization. It's sold at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and they're available in paperback and for the Kindle and Nook. Listen, I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. Most of all, I do appreciate you. So, like I said, tweet me, email me, just say, I am The Walking Leader, and who knows? You might just win a book. Anyway, in the meantime, I thank you once again. And remember to step it up and get out there. That's the only way to be the walking leader. Until next time, take care.